And you know what's cool? And we talked about this Saturday. Not only will our bodies be healed, but our minds and our emotions and our souls will be healed as well. Can you imagine that? Praise God. 1 Corinthians 13:12, Paul said, "For now we see in a mirror dimly, but then face to face. Now I know in part, but then I shall know just as I am also known." Full, complete understanding. And in the light of that new understanding, in the light of that new perception, we will never again be tormented by things of the past. We will never again be held captive by bitterness or anguish over things that have happened or mistakes that we've made. No more regret, no more sadness, no more remorse. Whatever it is that we try desperately to break free from that's in our past, we will never again be hurt by that. It will be gone. And in the light of that new understanding that Christ will bring to us, that fullness of understanding and wisdom and perspective, we will be able to process those things and see them in the light of redemption, and they will haunt us no more. Praise God. No more fear about the future. No more anxiety or dread about what tomorrow will bring. The past will be healed and the future will be a bright, shining hope. Scripture says that God will wipe away every tear from our eyes. Revelation 21:4, God will wipe away every tear from their eyes. There shall be no more death, nor sorrow, nor crying. There shall be no more pain, for the former things have passed away. I don't know what you may have spent years trying to heal from. I don't know what dark thing you might carry around with you that at 3 o'clock in the morning when you find yourself alone just suddenly rises to the surface and torments you. You can say goodbye to that because you will never be tormented again. You will never dread what tomorrow will bring. You will never lose sleep over what the morning has in store for you, because it will all be good. In fact, it will all be very good. To be healed from the very depths of our spirit, from everything that ever caused us anxiety or pain. You know, I worked as a claims adjuster for Maryland Auto Insurance Fund. I know you, most of you know that. And I settled thousands of claims over the course of 19 years. Auto accident claims for bodily injury, pain and suffering is actually what the settlement is all about when you get an injury settlement from a car accident. Everything from fender benders to rear enders to, you know, multiple fatality accidents, pedestrians. And I got to say, I was thinking about this. All of that, as bad as those things were, it doesn't compare to the pain that I've seen in people's lives since I've become a pastor. And I've handled some bad wrecks. But you know what? Those are all kind of clinical by the time it got to me. You know, someone would send me a package of what they called specials. They'd be medical bills and medical reports that would kind of say, you know, who saw them, who treated them, what they found, what their, you know, diagnosis and plan was. And I'd you know, pile them up and go through them. I'd make an analysis. I'd come up with a figure. I'd make a call. We'd negotiate. We'd settle, and I'd send out a check and a release, and that was it. It was pretty clinical. Even speaking to the people on the phone, you know, it was a very methodical process. You know, when did it happen? What did you do? What did you do then? Was there anybody hurt? What did the damage look like? You know, have you treated since then? Blah, blah, blah. Terrible accidents, you know. But as a pastor, sitting in my office, seeing people face to face, looking in their eyes, as they begin to share the trials and the incredible pain and the anxiety and the just the tragic things that happen to folks in everyday life, and to see that in their eyes, and to see and hear the cry of their soul, and to hold their hand and to touch them and to talk to them and draw them out so that they can wash themselves of those things and cleanse that from their heart. And to think that one day, God is going to wipe all of that away. Praise God, I'll be out of a job. What a glorious day. I'll never look into another face and see pain or fear or dread or anxiety, but joy unspeakable and full of glory. Praise God. What a promise. Here's another mind bender. Think about it. Chew on this for a while. Relationships without sin. Think of the people you're going to heaven with. Look around you. Praise God. And not to say that any of us are a real stumbling block to anybody else in here or anything like that. But relationships free of arguments. No more arguing. No more harsh words. No more miscommunications or misunderstandings. Can you imagine? Wow. No more, I won't have to spend another night in the doghouse. Praise God. Sleep or no sleep. You know, relationships without sin. Never again being cut off from somebody and not having heard from them for years because of what went wrong in the relationship, and now they won't even talk to you anymore. No more hollering or screaming or fighting or throwing things or crying or slamming of doors or, you know, squealing of wheels out in the driveway and the roar of the engine as they drive off in a rage. None of that. Relationships that are nothing but complete and filled with the grace and the love and the wholesome blessing that comes through Jesus Christ. What an amazing future. Forever and forever and forever and forever and ever and ever and ever and ever and ever. Man, that gives me chills, man. I'm getting literally chills just talking about it. That's what's in store. That is not far down the road. Every day brings us one step closer to that. Can you imagine? Can you grasp the beauty and the glory of what God has promised to those who believe? Man, that rocks my world. So based on that, let me make two quick points of application here. What should we do in light of that? I would say this. Number one, we need to live in light of eternity and rejoice in the life to come. We ought to celebrate. We ought to worship God, not out of some ritual, not out of some obligation, but because of how great and glorious He is, and because of all the things He has promised that are coming down the road. The old saying, yeah, it's Friday, but Sunday's coming. Yeah, it's, you know, whatever it happens to be, but praise God, glory is coming. Paradise is coming. There is a resurrection of life where we will leave every dark shadow behind, and the fullness of the glory and majesty of God will be unfurled and unleashed in our lives. Completely and forever and ever and ever, we ought to rejoice. People ought to walk in that door on a Sunday morning and not be able to hear themselves talk to one another for all the shouting and rejoicing and clapping and singing and carrying on that's going on within these walls. You ought to walk into work on Monday morning with your head held high and your back straight, and there ought to be a little skip in your step because you have just woken up and now you are one more day closer to that day. Every second that ticks by on a clock brings us closer and closer and closer to that final day of glory and celebration that will be like no other, that will never end.